Shaylee Peters here with you for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we're visiting with Rick Rasby, beef specialist for UNL, and Rick talking cornstalk grazing in relation to crop production this week. What do you know?
Well, you know, cornstalk residue is a tremendous resource for cow-calf producers, but we do also understand that the residue is also a tremendous resource for crop producers, and leaving some residue there is important in regards to building up organic matter. But if you follow our grazing recommendations when you graze corn residue, and that recommendation would be to target the husk and leaf, because cattle are selective grazers and they'll eat the husk and leaf first, and basically target removal of half the husk and leaf, we have data that suggests that there's no negative impact on subsequent grain yield. In fact, we have over 20 years of data in eastern Nebraska at our Mead location, and probably somewhere around 6 or 7 years at a Brule location, where we've grazed based on our recommendations and then looked at subsequent yield. And in those experiments, corn after corn, no reduction in yield after grazing according to our recommendations. When you look in eastern Nebraska, where we have more corn-soybean rotations, we graze corn stalks a year and then look at subsequent yield. No reduction in soybean yield.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska update from the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.